This is the Catch Up on Three Things for the Indian Express, and I am Utsha Sarmin. It's the 1st of February, and here are the headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the Union Budget 2023, the Modi government's last full-fledged budget before the Lok Sabha elections in 2024. Addressing the media following the budget, the minister said that the budget largely focused on four major points: empowering women, focus on tourism, Vishwakarma or those toiling traditionally through their hands for the country, and green growth. On Catch Up today, we highlight a few important takeaways from the presented budget. Sitharaman announced that the capital investment increased for the third year by 33% to 10 lakh crores, which comes to 3.3% of the GDP. The 50-year interest-free loan to state governments will continue for a year more, and rupees 2.40 lakh crore has been allocated for Indian Railways, which the minister said is the highest ever. The finance minister also proposed to raise the income tax rebate limit from rupees 5 lakh to rupees 7 lakh in the new tax regime. Put simply, only those with an annual income of up to rupees 7 lakh under the new tax regime will benefit from the proposal, as they will get a 100% rebate on their tax liability. In a big relief to COVID-hit micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs, Sitharaman announced that the credit guarantee scheme for MSMEs will be extended with an infusion of rupees 9,000 crore. Rupees 5.93 lakh crore for defence, which is a hike of 12.9% over the budgetary estimates in the previous financial year, were announced today. While the modernization fund saw a meagre hike of 6.57% at rupees 1.62 lakh crore, the revenue budget, including the pay and allowances of defence personnel, saw an increase of around 17.39%. The government has sharply cut the budgetary allocation of the Rural Job Guarantee Scheme, or MNREGAs, by 21.66% for 2023 to 2024. However, the allocation of the Rural Housing Scheme has been increased by 172% to rupees 54,487 crore. Sitharaman also announced a big jump in the PM Awas Yojana budget, which has two components, rural and urban. She said that the outlay for PM Awas Yojana is being enhanced by 66% to over rupees 79,000 crore. Highlighting the government's continuous efforts to push for digitization in the country, the minister announced a wide range of schemes and proposals to move towards Digital India, like digital public infrastructure for agriculture, National Digital Library for children and adolescents, and National Data Governance Policy. This was the Catch Up on Three Things by the Indian Express.